here's the beautiful thing about it. You can develop an internal motivation. You can develop an internal drive.
Winning habits, winning routines, and a winning mindset.
You're the main character of your own life story.
Welcome to the Susan Sly Project, where entrepreneurs rule, startups launch, and the side hustle becomes the main hustle. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Susan Sly.
Well, happy Bulletproof Monday, everyone. It is a special time, and I know that many of you are working from home, either by choice or because you have perhaps been asked to work from home, you're self-quarantining, you're doing what you need to do to protect you and your family. And as great as working from home can be, it can also be wrought with a lot of challenges. There can be a lot of distraction. Perhaps you have children at home, maybe you're dealing with aging parents trying to get work done, and at the end of the day, you might be a little bit frazzled and flustered. And if that's you, then this show is for you, because I'm going to share with you 8 tips you can use to become more productive while working from home. So here we are, and it's a very interesting climate right now. A lot of people are very, very scared. There's a lot of fear. There's a tremendous amount of uncertainty. You know, a big question is, how long is this going to last? And, you know, you may be in one of 3 camps. So one is, you work from home, and I know many of you do, and this is not a big deal for you. You already use things like Zoom meetings. You're very used to doing social networking, and working from home is just kind of, you know, it's just part of your daily life. Or you might be in the camp where, just like our employees for our tech startup that we have, Radius, where we've given them the option of working from home. And so sometimes people aren't used to working from home, and they're trying to figure out, like, how do I still get things done when, you know, I've got a dog to walk and I've got kids to do homework with and I've got all these things, and it can be really tough. The third camp is that you're in a sector, maybe it's hospitality, or, you know, you're a hairstylist or something, and now you're in a position where you have to be at home and you're not making any money, and you're going, oh my gosh, and it can be terrifying. And so whatever the situation is, my heart goes out for you. My name is Susan Sly. I have been teaching productivity to entrepreneurs and everyday folks for almost 30 years, if you can believe it. And I'm so excited to share these strategies with you, because it's my hope with these Bulletproof Monday trainings that you're going to leave inspired, you're going to leave uplifted, you're going to leave on fire, on purpose, and go and share just the beautiful things you do with the entire world. So if you're used to being here at a certain time live, I want to acknowledge you. If you're listening on a podcast, or if you're watching on YouTube, I want to acknowledge you too. And, you know, whatever it is that brought you here, I believe with my entire heart that you're here for a reason. So a couple of quick announcements. One, I am going to be doing a free webinar, a strategy session on networking from home. And so that's going to come up on March 26th. And I'm going to give you strategies in terms of how you can still do your networking, do your business, you know, get your sales calls in, all of that stuff. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be at live 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern. And you can go to www.networkfromhome.agency. Once again, networkfromhome.agency. If you register, you can't be on live, you will get a viewing link for that. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have some prizes. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I promise you, you're going to leave in a place where you just have a lot of great ideas in terms of being able to monetize that working from home. But I want to get into these strategies today, because I know that, again, I know some of you are uncertain. I know that some of you are fearful. I know that some of you, you know, are worried about your finances. And I understand that. I've been in all of those places, and it can be really, really tough. And then, you know, you're hearing too, our leaders, whatever country you're in, they're saying things like, this might last until July or August. And some of you are going, oh my gosh. I know some of you drive Uber and you're thinking, like, how am I going to make money? So I'm going to share with you these productivity strategies, and it doesn't matter if you have a business at home or you're thinking of starting one. These are for anyone and everyone. So let's get to it. The first one is that when you're working from home, you've got to maintain a schedule. At first, when you're working from home, it could just be like nirvana and you're like, oh, this is fantastic. I could do whatever I want. No, you can't. Not if you have revenue to bring in, rent or mortgage to pay, kids to feed, whatever it is you have to do. So how do you maintain your schedule? Just know that we don't do a schedule that is going to last us a lifetime. Our schedule lasts a season. So one of the things that I've always coached people on is that when you're creating a schedule, you want to work with the terrain that you have. So right now, if you're in one of the areas, I know some of you are in New Jersey, some of you are in New York, you're in some of these places that have some curfews and there's some, you know, self-quarantine going on. You want to maintain a schedule that is going to align with your prospects and your clients. If you aren't sure what you're doing from home, maybe as I said, you drive Uber and suddenly you're not doing that right now, you might be saying, well, how do I maintain a schedule? You have to look for online work in the same type of schedule as though it were a full-time job. Okay. If you have a business, you work as though it is your full-time hustle and the schedule shouldn't change. So even if you're working from home, you might adjust your start time, you might adjust your finish time, but create that schedule. And you always want to map out your week before the week begins. And even in my own life, my schedule is changing by the moment. So I was on, I was doing a radio interview earlier today. And then someone reached out because I am a productivity expert. So then someone reached out and said, hey, I've got Tom Ziegler, Zig Ziegler's son. You know, I'd love to have you on. We're talking about staying productive in uncertain times. So I'm going to be at 5:30 in the morning tomorrow Pacific time. I'm going to be doing full on interview mode. So my schedule is adjusting based on the current climate. I was supposed to have a face-to-face lunch meeting tomorrow. That got punted to a virtual meeting. I was supposed to have a face-to-face meeting Friday. That got punted. So just knowing that my schedule is going to vacillate because of the different demands, and it's the same thing for you, that you've got to be flexible, but it doesn't mean that you change your hours of operation. Okay, so for me, generally speaking, I'm up at, you know, 4:35 in the morning. I'm working on my new book. It's a book on burnout. So if you have a great story about burnout, do me a favor, just message me or whatever, because I would love to interview you or entertain interviewing you for the book if you've come back from burnout. So I am getting up early. I'm doing that. Then I'm still getting my workout in. And even though my kids are all, oh, this is my favorite one. Shouts out to the parents, just high five right now. Your children are off for an indefinite period of time. I love my children. Just give me a definite period of time. No, I'm just kidding. They can't, right? So suddenly in all my roles, I suddenly also am a homeschool teacher, apparently, because all of my kids are going to virtual learning, including my 23-year-old who's graduating ASU this year. So now I've got to make sure that I'm managing their schedules to get their learning in and helping them be accountable, in addition to getting all of my work done all from home, right? So knowing this, I'm adjusting my schedule accordingly. And that means I'm also going to be working my same level of hours in a day, but it's just going to happen at different times than it might normally. So I'm still starting my day. I'm taking meetings at the same time. But I'm going to have to take breaks in order to make sure that all of my lovely little monkeys are doing what they need to do when they need to do it. Number two is working in time blocks. I cannot emphasize this enough. When you're under a lot of stress, it's emotionally draining. Would you all agree with that? And as part of this, that stress can cause you to self-sabotage. And when you're under stress, you know, sometimes we don't handle that in the best way. Sometimes people, whether it's extra wine or self-soothing, medicating, self-soothing with like Ben and Jerry's or something, whatever it is, it can be really tough. So one of the things that we know is that people can be productive for short periods of time. So I recommend working in 90-minute time blocks, what that's going to help you do is stay on task, and you've got to put your blinders on, right? So knowing this, you take your 90 minutes and you say to your kids, to your partner, to all the people that are in your house, hey, for this 90 minutes, I'm going to be working on my business, or I'm going to be working on finding an online job, or I'm going to be following up with clients. And then you take a break and then you go back to that 90 minute block. And one of the things I get asked all the time, like, how do you do it all? How are you the owner of an agency, and you've got your brand, you've got a health and wellness business, and you're the co-CEO of a tech startup? I work in these 90 minute blocks, and I don't try and do more than one business in a block. Okay, so I really, really do focus in, and that's going to help you tremendously. And you can get some colored highlighters and you can say, okay, this 90 minutes is going to be for this specific thing. That's going to help you. You're going to get so much more done. The third thing is, if you have kids at home, you want to schedule some fun activities with them. So there's a lot of familiarity to this time for me. Some of you might remember back in the recession when the Dow went from 13,000 to 6,000, and then we also had SARS going on. There was some quarantining happening then. There was a lot of uncertainty. There was a lot of fear. And so, you know, for children, if you have little kids, or, you know, last night I said to my kids, I said, is there anything any of you want to talk about, or and how are you all feeling about this? And, you know, my 10-year-old is like, I feel great. You know, she's like, yeah, yeah, just play Lego. It's awesome. My 14-year-old is like, not changing my life. And my 17-year-old was like, I'm really nervous. And he's the one graduating school, and he feels so much uncertainty anyway. So I said, okay, as your mom, it's my job to make sure that you're mentally handling this well. So scheduling some fun activities that the kids can be involved in, and that is gonna, you know, maybe modify your schedule a bit. So, you know, whether it's baking cookies or playing Lego, or, you know, going outside if, you know, that's good for you, or whatever the case is, just doing something and schedule those things in. Number four is being intentional. I cannot stress this enough. Intentionality is so important if you are going to be productive. So what does intentionality look like? It is thinking about what it is you want to accomplish it, thinking about why you want to accomplish it, thinking about how it's going to add value to others and to yourself. And so one of the things that I suggest people do is the night before, they write out their intentions for the next day. And maybe your intentions look something like this. I am easily generating 3 leads online for my business. I am easily getting my resume in the hands of 3 different business owners, whatever it is, but being intentional. And so what I'll do the night before, I'll write up my intentions for the next day, never more than 8. It's not like a to-do list. It has to feel good emotionally. And then before I go to bed, I just pray on it. Then the next morning I wake up, I review my intentions, and then I get to work with my day, right? And it's the same thing for all of us, being intentional. It's gonna help. All right, checking things off your list. So when you have a list of things to do and you're able to check it off, it actually creates a dopamine hit. And dopamine is just this fabulous neurochemical that our body produces that gives us this this sense of accomplishment. They're called the doses, the dose hormones, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. And so when you're checking stuff off your list, you start to feel more confident. And when you feel more confident, you become more productive. So I suggest you do micro goals. So don't write out stuff like, oh, I'm going to get 10 new prospects tomorrow. Instead, I'm easily connecting with one person. I'm easily connecting with 2 new people, 3 new people. And you begin to check these things off, and it's going to boost your energy. It's going to boost your mindset, and you will get more done. So doing those things. Number 6 is using productivity tools. So, for millennials, for Gen Z, for people who are used to working at home, things like Zoom meetings, using a CRM. So we use Keep. I own an agency. We specialize in Keep integration, so you can check it out, agency8.com. And so using these types of things, so I've been deploying a lot of content to my various lists. I'm used to doing virtual meetings. I have a virtual meeting I'm doing tonight. We'll have close to probably 500 people on it. I've mailed the list. People are opting in. They're registering. This is just the stuff I do all the time. If these things are foreign to you, then just embrace it. Embrace it. This is great. It's an awesome opportunity for you to learn a skill. Arizona State University just said all of the students are going to do the remaining part of their semester on Zoom meeting. A lot of schools are going to Zoom meeting. So if you're not familiar with it, go on YouTube, get a tutorial, download it, practice with some friends. This is, again, it's a great opportunity because even in times of challenge, there are opportunities. The next thing, 7 is communicate. Don't hold it all inside. If you are going to be productive, then you have to communicate. Communicate when your schedule is. Communicate if you're out of your office, which essentially means you went to the kitchen to make a cup of coffee or a hot tea or whatever it is you did. Communicate with your family. Hey, guys, just because mom, dad, grandma, grandpa is here doesn't mean I'm available. If you're used to me going to an office, yes, I am in my home office area, but it doesn't mean I'm available. So these are times I'm going to be available. These are times I'm not going to be available. If your kids have devices and it's urgent, you could say, listen, if it's urgent, absolutely come in. If you just can't, you know, if you're wanting your snack or whatever it is, and depending on how old they are, just, you know, go ahead, get something, but communicate very clearly. And if you're at home with your partner and you're not used to having you both at home, the communication is very important. So I suggest you start the day, communicate with your partner, what's on for your day today, what's on for your day today. And at the end of the day, do a bit of a debrief. That is really going to help. The last thing I want to say is that remember, this is temporary. This is temporary. This is some of you are getting so overwhelmed and in fear, and there's a huge difference between information and inundation. You're inundating yourself. You're like constantly watching the news, going on social media, like what's changing, what's changing, what's changing, and it's taking you out of productivity. This whole situation we're in is temporary. People freaked out during the recession and SARS, and that ended. And then we had this longest bull market in history. This is temporary. Will we have another flu season? The answer is yes. Will the stock market vacillate? Yes, the answer is yes. However, this situation we're in is temporary. So my question for you, my friends, is how are you going to make the best of it? What are you going to do to capitalize on this time at home? Is this a good time to update your website, update your blog, get a CRM so that you can communicate with people, develop your lead list, have a better social media presence, you know, finally start doing those workouts at home that you wanted to do? Is this a good time to do all of those things? The answer is 100% resounding yes. At the end of the day, the one thing that I'll share with you just from my heart, and I'm going to wrap it up with this, is that any time in my life that there has been a massive life thing going on, whether it was Y2K, the recession, I always sat and just took that time with God and I said, okay, how can I make the best of this? How can I serve people at a deeper level? And you know what? He always prospered me on the other side of that. And during the recession, I tripled down on my efforts and we were just fine. And I helped a lot of people. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm tripling down on my efforts and my goal is to help a lot of people. So with that, I just want to say, you've got this. You're amazing. You can do this. I'd love to hear what you're doing to optimize your life at home. I will be here again next Monday. I'm going to be doing more lives, more videos, more. And again, do register for my free webinar. It's the 26th of March. It is called networkfromhome.agency. And I'm going to teach you how to optimize working from home, making more money from home, and doing all of those things so that you can build a massive business. And when this is all over, you're not going to come out behind. You're not going to come out in the same place. I believe and declare you're going to come out above and be with that. God bless. You're amazing. And I will see you all next Monday. Goodbye, everyone.
To find out more about Susan or hire her to speak, go to www.susansly.com. You can also find Susan on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.